This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to another edition of the Kona Edge. We chat some biking today. It is, of course, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying and racing on the Big Islands. And we catch up with Curtis Feltner once again today to talk a little bit about his Ironman bike setup and some of the things that he's done to get better on the bike over time. Before we get into that chat, though, big thanks to Wheel Science for sponsoring this edition of the podcast. If you're looking for new race wheels, look no further than Wheel Science. They've got an incredible range of wheels. They ride up there quality-wise with the best in the world, and quality and performance, I might add, as well. They've done independent testing on them. They are UCI approved. There's a whole bunch of world records that have been done on them. Plus, they'll give you a lifetime worldwide warranty as well as free delivery across the globe. You can get 10% discount on those wheels now as well. For being a loyal listener to the podcast, make sure you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout. That's all one word, KONAEDGE, and head over to this URL to find out more about them. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. The link is below this podcast as well in the podcast player you are listening to. Welcome back onto the Kona Edge. We're going to be chatting some biking today. We head back to touch base with Curtis Feltner. Curtis, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Curtis, let's talk about your bike. Out of the three disciplines, where would you rate your bike? Is it strongest, weakest, in the middle?
I would probably say it's in the middle.
Okay, cool. And performance-wise, do you feel that there's still massive gains to be made on the bike?
Yeah, definitely. The bike is for me, biking has been a pretty crazy learning curve with sort of coming from a running background. Like with biking, I feel like you can push so much more pain for so long on the bike. And that's something that kind of took me a while to learn. But yeah, like starting to really understand what it means to push the whole bike leg of a triathlon has been fun.
Explain that to me a bit more, because I mean a lot of people, it's almost like they're trying to conserve as much energy as possible so that they're fresh on the run. But you're talking about really hammering the bike. Talk to me a little bit about that and the sort of mindset that you need to be able to do that.
So when I first, the first couple seasons I was racing triathlon, I didn't have a power meter. And that's kind of where it flipped, was when I did get a power meter and we ran number, like I did the FTP test and all that. And then it was like, well, you should be able to hold this amount of watts for a half Ironman race. And then it was trying to do that the first couple times really was eye opening to be like, oh man, this is the kind of effort you can do for that long, you know? And that was the big turnaround on the bike for me. Definitely came after getting the power meter. And man, I just never considered myself a cyclist. Cause I just was never a fan of cycling. I mean, I totally am now, and I finally do own an actual road bike. I just had a TT bike for a really long time. And I had a downhill bike. I used to downhill mountain bike a lot in the summer, but, finally I have like an actual road bike, and now I do own more than one pair of bib shorts now, which was, I only had one for a really long time, but yeah, I think finally like call myself a cyclist maybe a little bit.
What drove that switch? Is it just a case of time in the saddle and learning to love it, or did something happen? Can you remember when it happened that you had that sort of, and I guess it's almost like a flow that you would get from mountain biking, not mountain biking, snowboarding, that you would then get on the bike?
Yeah, definitely just time in the saddle, and doing it more in finding new routes and, just being able, like when I got I have a road bike, it's actually a cyclocross bike, but getting that bike and then being able to sort of explore more and do rides that like will involve gravel roads and cutting through the woods on single track and and mix that with road and doing stuff like that really opened a whole new world for cycling, and sort of that's definitely what pushed it to the okay, I actually might like doing this sort of stage.
Talk to me a little bit about the gear on the TT bike from a setup perspective. A lot of our listeners are always asking, like, what are guys riding from a sort of group set perspective and gear on it. Tell me a little bit about your setup. What numbers are you running?
So I am on a Trek Speed Concept, and it has 4-year-old components, the old Tegra. And I'm really bad at bike maintenance, and it was like my bike's always super dirty. I've never changed any of the bearings in any of like the bottom bracket or the pulleys or any of that stuff. I generally race with like a pretty old chain that I just clean and lube. and I have flow wheels. I bought those because they're awesome and they're super cheap. And yeah, it's basically, my bike's kind of just like a budget setup, I would call it. I got the bike from a buddy's pro deal because he worked for a bike shop. And it's been all about trying to like set it up to be fast without spending very much money. It was kind of the whole build. I have that the power meter I run is that chain ring power meter from PowerTap.
Yeah.
And as far, that's double-sided power for $600, and I love that thing. If anybody out there is searching for their power meter,
brilliant. As far as workouts go on the bike, what do you love doing? If you could only ever do one thing ever again, over and over on the bike, what would it be?
I would do super long, easy rides in beautiful places.
Love that.
Over and over. Yeah. No, I mean I do effort workouts for sure, but I love a good long easy ride that's kind of like I had said before, exploring somewhere new on the cyclocross bike.
Awesome.
That's definitely my favorite for sure.
With a couple of coffee stops thrown in, I'm sure.
Actually, I've never been a fan of the coffee break.
No way.
No, I can't do it. I've stopped twice for coffee and I just get weird. The rest, I like have jittery, like blurred vision
that's
from just, the coffee. Or
that's
something.
Just because you don't drink enough coffee, Curtis. That's the.
I mean, I drink plenty. I usually have 2 or 3 cups in the morning, but can't do it while I'm riding. I don't know.
Never
worked for me.
you're gonna have to come to Cape Town, and we'll have to sort that problem out.
All right. Deal.
Curtis, it's been great catching up. I look forward to talking about your run next time out. Thanks for your time on the Cone Edge today.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
And that's it. Thank you very much to Curtis once again joining us here on the podcast. And thank you to you for listening. It was great to have you on board. We're back again on Monday to be talking Ironman running. And what you can do to improve your Ironman marathon. Before we head into the weekend, though, a big thank you to our sponsor of this edition. It was brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for new race wheels for your bike, make sure you check out Wheel Science. Okay, the link is in the podcast player below this podcast that you're listening to. You can also head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels if you would like to find out more about them. And just for being a loyal listener of the show as well, they'll give you 10% discount if you use the coupon code KonaEdge at checkout. That's KonaEdge at checkout to get 10% off. Have yourself a superb weekend if you are racing this weekend or if you're just training. Good luck. I hope you have a great weekend out. And I look forward to catching up with you in a couple of days' time. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.